This is Marketplace. I'm Kristen Schwab. Forget Thanksgiving. That's old news. Today kicks off the holiday cookie baking season. A couple years ago, I visited baker Maddie Gartman. She lives here in the Twin Cities. She'd recently started a cookie decorating business called Garty Goodies from her home kitchen. Since then, batches of snickerdoodle, shortbread, and sugar cookies have gotten more expensive. So with the sugary season upon us, it seemed like a good time to check back in with Maddie. She joins me now. Maddie, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
So the last time we talked, I came and watched you make bulk batches of cookies in your little KitchenAid mixer in your house, and you were building a TikTok studio in your basement. Are you still working out of your house? How's it all going?
Yep, still working out of the house, still making large batches of cookies in my little KitchenAid mixer. Actually, I think since then I have upgraded to a larger mixer. and then that summer my little studio downstairs was completed and was in business. So,
gotcha. And how has business been since then? What have been the biggest challenges in the last couple of years since we've talked?
I think as far as my cottage food business goes, one of the bigger challenges has been supply of stuff like eggs and butter. And it's just been surprising because we've never encountered shortages like we have before. And I mean, earlier this spring, the price of eggs was insane, you know, and so that's been a huge adjustment for bakers. And sales have kind of decreased in, I would say, the last year. I'd say the amount of people ordering has slowed down a lot.
So the shortages in ingredients and increase in prices, what does that mean for your business? How much people are buying and what you need to charge to sort of keep things going?
Right. So I've had to increase my prices per cookie for a couple of reasons. One is because just the cost of living now is more expensive. The ingredients are more expensive. And then I've been doing this longer, so my skills have improved. So of course, then there's a smaller group of people who are purchasing my cookies. So I'm still able to make the same amount of money, but I don't have the same number of buyers. That's for sure.
Are the buyers, is it mostly for special occasions? Is it for you were doing cookie kits? Who's your customer and what are they buying?
Yeah. So when I talked to you 2 years ago, the DIY kits were so huge and it just makes sense because so many people were home. They were looking for things to do, activities that they could do with their kids. And those are still definitely in high demand. But now that I've been able to do custom orders again, because events are happening, those customers are coming back. So I'm getting all of those custom orders again for the really specialized events.
Gotcha. So you have cookie kits, custom orders. You teach decorating classes online and in person. You also have nearly a million followers on TikTok. What is the most important part of your business? What really pays the bills here?
That's a great question. What really pays the bills are those decorating classes, especially those in-person ones. And luckily, that's what I enjoy doing the most. And I found that they're still incredibly popular. So the popularity of cookie classes since I started teaching them in 2019 has stayed consistent, which is awesome.
Yeah. Well, you know, as we approach the sugariest season of the year, I have to ask, are you a big cookie eater? Do you ever get tired of eating, making, or smelling like that sugary smell of cookies?
I'm not a big cookie eater. Can you believe it? I would much rather have a bag of chips or something salty or savory. Like I'll reach for those, you know, the little pickle roll-ups, the Midwestern sushi,
yes.
You know, I'd rather have a hand. What are they called? Pickle dogs?
Pickle pinwheels.
There you go. I'd rather have a handful of those than sweets. I will rarely grab the sweets. It's probably because I'm surrounded by it all the time.
Maddie Gartman is the creator of Garty Goodies. Maddie, thanks again for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.